Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Peace.
And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Preach.
And that righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time.
Come.
Thank you. This is welcome to the Armorias broadcast, and this is the co-host Jehu the Almond God. Today we're going to be talking about, before we get into the topic of the topic of the show, first I would like to give a knowledge to Almond, the God that is within you, and also connect to your higher self, also goes back to the creators. And also I would like to thank the host of the show, Almond Arias, Goddess Sinetra, for allowing me to broadcast this show. And the name of the title is, What is the Truth Meaning of Having a Universal Mind? Now, I'm going to give you the info of what we're going to talk about for this morning. And it is, do we know the truth of attaining this kind of mind setting? Be honest, we haven't come to this fully evolved mind yet because we're still having too many debates. We're still having too many arguments about who's right and who's wrong. But at the same time, we haven't come to this ultra understanding about what it is to be a whole or complete evolution of God. So the reason why I bring up this topic is because there's tons of information out there on the internet, and people are just taking the information by verbatim and misunderstanding what's being presented before them, but at the same time, they don't actually learn how to decode or break down what's in front of them or filter out the lies that was put into this information. So we got to understand, when it comes down to searching the truth, we have to look at the information from within ourselves. And also, we have to discern what is true and what is not true. Like I said before, you know, we hear from the conscious community, from the Moors, and from Pan-African, and also in the metaphysics, and also with dealing with intellectual mind. People that's out there putting out the truth or so-called information, it's not agreed upon what it is to be a true God. So what we need to do, we need to just bring all information to the table, and we're supposed to look at it at four ways on each corner. And we're supposed to take that information and process that information. That way that you can take the information and post the elevate on the information. We ain't supposed to be about who's right and who's wrong, and also who don't have it and who don't have it, or be judgmental about what we receive or what we understand. So saying all that, we're supposed to be a brotherhood and a sisterhood when it all boils down to Amen, because Amen is the true living God. So we're supposed to God build, and today we don't have too many God builders out there because we got too many people that's driven by their ego based on emotion about who want to be leadership or who want to be submissive under somebody else's suggestion or who talk more better than the next person or who talk more sophisticated than the next person. But at the same time, do we know the true meaning of being God? And the reason why I say no, because we haven't got to that point yet, because if we did, we would be sitting here talking about it today. So like I said, when it comes down to having a universal mind, our mind got to be in tune. Our mind got to be open to everything that we say. And also, we're supposed to build on that knowledge that which we have resonated inside of us. So saying all that, we got to understand that when we receive something from somebody or give information from somebody, we're supposed to understand or try to build on that information. That's why when I put my introduction down or information down, we're supposed to do the research and also connect this research within our inner selves that connects to our higher self and get the true meaning of all these things. Now, what is the true meaning of having a universal mind? Now, when we look at the universe consists of stars, planets, solar system, galaxies, and multiple universes out there. Now, you notice the universe has more than one planet, more than one solar system, more than one galaxy, and more than one universe. Think about that. So by the same time, the energy of the universe all work in balance. Even the planets that's side by side with one another from many million miles away, they're still working in harmony with one another. So if we came from the stardust of the universe, or if we came from the outer verse of the universe, why can't we all work together when it comes down to information? It doesn't matter if we part of the conscious community. It doesn't matter if we part of Pan-African. No matter what so-called organization that we in, we need to start to rely on inner truth. And whatever we know, we're supposed to bring it to the table with the next god or goddess or priestess or priestess and come together and try to build something. Like I said, this show is about building information. That way we can evolve and it all advance to our highest state, which we got to come to. Now, it's too much egoistic amongst our people. It's too much falsehood amongst our people, and it's too much show and tell amongst our people. And we don't understand that just yet, because, like I said, we can sit here and talk about this all day about who's right and who's wrong, or who don't have the soul and who don't have souls and stuff like that, or who's part of the beast, or who's working for the beast, or who's not of the beast. But the problem is, we're not too busy worrying about self. It's all about self. Until you understand self, you cannot understand nothing that's outside of you. That's why the soul have to know itself, where it can graduate to its higher self. Then it can become a complete whole God, or be fully evolved into your higher being. So, if anybody have any questions, just call into the show, and I will do my best to answer those questions. To those that are listening, everything that what you receive or what you research is supposed to expand that information and do your research. That's how you know the truth, by doing your research. And whatever you find in that research, look within yourself and see if it makes sense with you. You ain't supposed to take everything by verbatim, regardless of what somebody says. Not even what I'm saying on this broadcast. You're supposed to take everything by verbatim. You're supposed to expound on it. So like I said, do your own research. And a lot of our people don't do research. A lot of our people want to receive orders or receive instructions, but at the same time they don't want to do the work. And just like on the Matrix, but Morpheus told Neo, I can show you the door, but it's up to you to walk in. It's the same thing with you. If you want higher learning or you want higher also understanding, you have to walk into the door. You have to walk up those steps. You would have to do the work. And if you can't do the work, well, like I said,
to the God, Brother Jehu.
This is God, sister. I'm sorry. I wasn't. Did you been waiting?
Oh no, I'm just listening to the cast. You're doing an excellent job.
Yes. Like I said, I got 13 minutes into the broadcast, and I was just expounding on about having a universal mind. You know, what it is for us to be truly evolved as gods. And like I said, with all this information that's floating around on the internet and everything, we still haven't got off the ground just yet. You know, if we're working in a trinity, we're supposed to be equal in all trinity, the mind, body, and soul. We're supposed to be as one with this evolution. But like I said, with all this disagreement about who's right and who's wrong, you know, how can we say that we are of the universe, where at the same time we can't understand something that's basic? How can we grow if we all have a disagreement with one another? And that's why I say to those that's listening on the broadcast, this is a God building show. We're not here to disrespect anybody. If you got something to say, if you want to call in, just call in. We gonna respect what you say. At the same time, you also got to respect us that's hosting the cast or hosting the broadcast. So like I said, you know, we're here to build and we're here to learn. That's the reason why we sit down here to learn anyway. Regardless of how long we've been here, we still haven't learned anything just yet because we're still going around in the same circles trying to figure out who's better than who or who know more than who or who has lesser than who. But like I said, we got a long way to go if we come down to evolution. Some going to receive this evolution, some won't receive this evolution. But at the same time, as we receive this reception of our inner selves, we're supposed to build and share the information and come to an ultimate understanding, and we're supposed to look at it in four different ways. So, God, Sister Snitcher, do you have anything you want to say?
Oh, no, I'm just listening, and I am very much agreement. I appreciate you, you know, God, Brother Jehu. You know, the saying that I always like to say is that when we all come to the table, you know, and those things that are put on the table, we are going to look at them from a different point of view based upon, you know, where we're seated around that table. So it's always good, you know, to open up the mic to other like-minded beings as we grow and we, you know, continue to evolve. That's always a good thing. So, you know that, appreciated by your sister. And that's all that I could hope for, you know, is that we just continue to grow and build and elevate the minds so that they can continue, you know, on their journey, seeing themselves and their future generations, you know, well on into the future, so that those who are the original ascendants, you know, will have something, you know, to be able to create and evolve from. And I'm not supposed to be talking this long, God, but you know.
It's okay.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm gonna pass you back the mic.
Yes, it's something I read in the book of Revelation. I think it was in chapter 2. I'm not sure. I think it was in chapter 2. Give me a moment. Let me see if I can locate it right quick. Okay. Based on my remembrance, it went something like this. It said, "He that is true, he had the key of David." And it said, "Let no man shut it no man, he that open it." Now, when I first said that, I started thinking about that. Now, if we are the truth and receive the light of those higher beings or our inner self, we're supposed to come to a complete understanding of all things and not be biased in what we hear or see. We're supposed to understand with a true intent. Now, it mentioned the key of David. If anybody know about the key of David, it represents the hexagram. And also it shows that the pyramid are inverted, as above, so below. Now, what that tell you? As it is below, it is above. So like I said, that's why in a prayer they say, as it is in heaven, let it be done on earth. So that what that mean? As above, so below. But also the hexagram also stands for the seal of Solomon. Now, if you break down the word Solomon, S-O-L in Latin, it means son. O-M in Hindu means son. O-M in Egypt means son. So they're talking about the sun. And what the sun symbolizes, the soul that is in you or the light that's in you. You got me? So whenever somebody receives something from that soul, it's supposed to share it amongst the brotherhood and sisterhood. Those that have an ear, let them hear what the soul is saying. Now, We're supposed to be on that mental state. We're supposed to be on the quest for truth, quest for knowledge. And the only way that we can accomplish that, our minds have to be in tune with our higher selves, day in and day out. It's not about what the next man is doing. It's about what you're doing. Because your higher self is looking at your lower self.
Please insert media to continue.
Sorry for that. Like I said, we're supposed to come to an ultra understanding of what we do. So we're supposed to watch what we say and what we do. And if we do come into some kind of obstacle, we're supposed to look at it four ways. But at the same time, we got to what? Keep it moving. That's why I say once you walk into that door, you're supposed to what? Elevate. You ain't supposed to deflate. You're supposed to elevate. You're supposed to keep climbing the stairs until you get to your ultra goal. It's what? Being a what? Complete elevated or become a complete whole God. That's what it's all about. That's why we're down here for. And like I said, and whoever that the soul resonates with, if somebody comes to you with truth, we're supposed to acknowledge. We ain't supposed to try to shut that man in himself up. We ain't supposed to say, well, he don't know what he's talking about or stuff like that. Only he knows the truth because it resonates with his soul. Who are we to say that he's wrong? Because it don't resonate with us or it don't make sense with us. So this is something to think about. But like I said, I just want to present this broadcast that we're supposed to have a universal mind or an open mind to receive all things when it comes down to the truth. That's all I'm saying. And we ain't supposed to be biased when we come down to the truth or it comes down to certain knowledge. We're all supposed to build. Right now, we're supposed to be in the stage of building and nothing else. We ain't supposed to be having these little cat fights like children or throwing a rock then run away and hide between crevices or hide behind a building. We ain't supposed to be like that. We ain't supposed to have mind of children. We're supposed to be on notes. But then again, we see gods and goddesses. But like I said, if you want to check anybody, you should check yourself. We all should check ourselves. Even I should check myself. And that's what I do on a daily basis to see where I'm standing before the true creator or my higher self or before those God beings. Because remember, we're being watched. No matter what you say, we're being watched. Whether we realize it or not, we being watched. Thank everybody that listened to this broadcast. I also want to thank the co-host, my God and sister, Sinetra, as Amna Reyes. And to those that listen to this broadcast, just think about what I'm saying. And peace to y'all. In the name of Amen.
Back to